जय राधा माधव कुंज बिहारी। जय गोपी जन वल्लभ गिरिवर धारी। जय गोपी जन वल्लभ गिरिवर धारी। यशोदा नंदन ब्रज जन रंजन। यशोदा नंदन ब्रज जन रंजन। जमुना तीर वन चारी। जमुना तीर वन चारी। जय राधा माधव कुंज बिहारी। जय राधा माधव कुंज बिहारी। जय गोपी जन वल्लभ गिरिवर धारी। जय गोपी जन वल्लभ गिरिवर धारी। यशोदा नंदन ब्रज जन रंजन। यशोदा नंदन ब्रज जन रंजन। जमुना तीर वन चारी। जमुना तीर वन चारी। जय राधा माधव कुंज बिहारी। जय राधा माधव कुंज बिहारी। जय ओम विष्णुपाद परमहंस परिव्रजगाचार्य स्तोत्र सज देवाइंद्रे सभी चरणारविंद भक्तिवेदांत स्वामी श्रील प्रभुपाद की
जय।
इस्कॉन फाउंडर आचार्य श्रील प्रभुपाद की जय। ओम विष्णुपाद परमहंस परिव्रजगाचार्य स्तोत्र सज देवाइंद्रे श्रील भक्ति सिद्धांत सरस्वती ठाकुर महाराज की
जय।
अनंत कोटि वैष्णव वृंद की नामाचार्य श्रील हरिदास ठाकुर की प्रेम से कहो श्री कृष्ण चैतन्य प्रभु नित्यानंद श्री अद्वैत गदाधर भक्त वृंद की। ऑल ग्लोरीज टू द असेंबल्ड डिवोटीज। ऑल ग्लोरीज टू द असेंबल्ड डिवोटीज। ऑल ग्लोरीज टू द असेंबल्ड डिवोटीज। ऑल ग्लोरीज ऑल ग्लोरीज ऑल ग्लोरीज टू श्री गुरु एंड श्री गौरांग श्रील प्रभुपाद की जय हो। ओम अज्ञान तिमिरंदस्य ज्ञानांजना शलाकाय चक्षुरुन्मीलितमेन तस्मै श्री गुरुवे नमः। श्री चैतन्य मनोविष्टं स्थापितमेन भूतले स्वयं रूपकदामयं दधाति स्वपदंतिकं। वंदेहं श्री गुरु श्रीयुतपदकमलं श्रीगुरुन् वैष्णवंश्च श्रीरूपं सग्रजातं सहगना रघुनाथन्वितं तं सजीवं साद्वैतं सावधूतं परिजनसहितं कृष्णचैतन्यदेवं श्रीराधाकृष्णप्रदानं सहगना श्रीललिता श्रीविशाखावतंस्य। हे कृष्ण करुणा सिंधु दीनबंधु जगत्पते गोपेश गोपिकाकांत राधाकांत नमस्ते। तप्त कंचन गौरांगी श्री राधे वृंदावनेश्वरी विश्वभानुसुत प्रणमामि हरिप्रिये वंशकल्पतरुभ्यः कृपा सिंधुभ्यः च पतितानां पावनेभ्यो वैष्णवेभ्यो नमः। नमां विष्णुपदाय कृष्णपृष्ठाय भूतले श्रीमती भक्तिवेदांत स्वामिनिति नामिने। नमस्ते सारस्वतीदेवे गौरवाणी प्रचारिणे निर्विशेष शून्यवादे पार्श्वपादे सितारे। जय श्री कृष्ण चैतन्य प्रभु नित्यानंद श्री अद्वैत गदाधार शिवाशदि गौर भक्तवृंद। हरे कृष्ण 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 हरे हरे, हरे राम राम राम। ओम नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय, ओम नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय, ओम नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। सो चैतन्य चरितमृत मध्य लीला चैप्टर 21 द ऑपुलेंस एंड स्वीटनेस ऑफ कृष्णा। Today's text from 80 to 90. Yes. So let me read. I will read the all those texts, and at the last, which is 90, has a purport. We chant together, and we will recap the what's happening here. Okay. So text number 80. तबे कृष्ण सर्व ब्रह्म इफ यू ऑल वन एट चैन टुगेदर इज फाइन विथ मी। तबे कृष्ण सर्व ब्रह्म गण विदाय तिला दंडवत है सबे निज गर गला। लॉर्ड कृष्णा देन पेड फेयरवेल टू ऑल द ब्रह्मास देयर एंड आफ्टर ऑफरिंग देयर ओबेसेंसेस दे ऑल रिटर्न टू देयर रिस्पेक्टिव होम्स। टेक्स्ट 81। देखी चतुर्मुख ब्रह्मा रहैला चमत्कार कृष्णेर चरणे आसी कैला नमस्कार। आफ्टर ऑब्जर्विंग ऑल दिस ऑपुलेंसेस द फोर हेडेड ब्रह्मा ऑफ दिस यूनिवर्स वाज अस्टॉनिश्ड अगेन केम बिफोर द लोटस फीट ऑफ कृष्णा एंड ऑफर हिम ओबेसेंसेस। ब्रह्मा बले पूर्वामी यही निश्चय करेल तारे उदाहरण आमी आज के देखियो। ब्रह्मा देन सेड व्हाट एवर आई फॉर्मली डिसाइडेड अबाउट माय नॉलेज आई हैव जस्ट नाउ हैड पर्सनली वेरीफाइड। दिस टेक्स्ट 83 इज फ्रॉम द 10th कैंटो ऑफ श्रीमद् भागवतम 14th चैप्टर टेक्स्ट 38 आफ्टर ब्रह्मगिवन लीला। आफ्टर ब्रह्मगिवन लीला लॉर्ड ब्रह्मा इज ऑफरिंग द प्रेयर्स टू लॉर्ड कृष्णा एंड दैट्स व्हाट वन ऑफ द श्लोक इज हियर। जानन्तैव जन्तुं जनन्तु किं बहुख्य न मे प्रभो मनसो वपुषो वाचो वैभवं तव गोचरः। ट्रांसलेशन। देर आर पीपल हु से आई नो एवरीथिंग अबाउट कृष्णा फैमिलियर इज़न्ट इट लेट देम थिंक इन दैट वे। As far as I am concerned, I do not wish to speak very much about this matter. Oh my Lord, let me say this much. As far as your opulences are concerned, they are all beyond the reach of my mind, body and words. Purport, this is a quotation from Srimad Bhagavatam, 10th Canto, Chapter 14, Text 38, spoken by Lord Brahma. Text 84. कृष्ण कहे ब्रह्मांड पंचशत कोटि योजना अतीक शूद्र कहते तुम्हारा चरण। ट्रांसलेशन, कृष्णा से योर पर्टिकुलर यूनिवर्स एक्सटेंड्स 4 billion miles, देयरफॉर इट इज द स्मॉलेस्ट ऑफ ऑल यूनिवर्सेस, कॉन्सिक्वेंटली यू हैव ओनली 4 heads। Purport, Srila Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur, one of the greatest astrologers of his time, gives information from Siddhanta Shiromani that this universe measures, okay, I'm not going to read this figure because I don't know how can I read this figure. 18712069 2, and there is 8 zeros times 8 miles. Can someone figure out? 18 quadrillion. Thank you. This is the circumference of this universe. According to some, this is only half the circumference. Okay? Text 85. कौनै ब्रह्मांड शत कोटि कौनै लक्ष कोटि कौनै नियुक्त कोटि कौनै कोटि कोटि। सम ऑफ द यूनिवर्सेस आर 1 billion yojanas, सम आर 3 trillion, सम आर 10 trillion, इन सम 100 trillion yojanas, दस दे आर ऑलमोस्ट अनलिमिटेड एरिया। योजन इक्वल्स टू 8 miles। टेक्स 86। ब्रह्मांडनुरूपे ब्रह्मरशरीरवदन हे रूपे प्रलियामि ब्रह्मांडे रत्मन। अकॉर्डिंग टू साइज ऑफ द यूनिवर्स देर आर सो मेनी हेड्स ऑन द बॉडी ऑफ ब्रह्मा। हाउ कैन यू हैव 1 million हेड्स? हाउ वुड यू लिव 1 million हेड्स? In this way, I maintain innumerable universes, brahmandas. Text 87. Ek pad vibhuti har nahi parimana, tripad vibhuti ra kabe kare parimana. No one can measure the length and breadth of one fourth of my energy. Who can measure the 3/4 that is manifested in the spiritual world? Text 88. Okay. This is from the Padma Purana. Okay. Tasya pare paravyoma tripada bhutam sanatanam amritam saswatam nityam anantam paramam padam. Translation and purport by Srila Prabhupada. Beyond the river Virja is a spiritual nature which is indestructible, eternal, inexhaustible, and unlimited. It is the supreme abode consisting of 3/4 of the Lord's opulences. It is known as Parvyoma, the spiritual sky. Purport, this is a verse from the Padma Purana recited here by Lord Krishna. Text 89. Tabe Krishna Brahmaradilena Vidaya Krishna Vibhuti Swarupa Jamanaya. In this way, Lord Krishna bade farewell to the 4-headed Brahma of this universe. We may thus understand that no one can calculate the extent of Krishna's energy. And now text number 90. Okay. Traidishwara Sabdera Artha Guda Arhaye त्रिशब्द कृष्ण रतिन लोक कय। सोनो न चंद और आई सजेस्ट रीड ट्रांसलेशन। Someone else want to try?
Adishwara Shabdera Artha Guru Arhaye
Vaishnavis. Okay. Tri Adishwara. Tri Tridishwara. Sabdera of the world. Artha, meaning. Guda, confidential. Ara, another. Vaye, there is. Tri Sabde, by the word three. Krishnera, of Krishna. Tinalokukaye, the three places or properties of Lord Krishna. Translation and purport by Srila Prabhupada. There is a very deep meaning in the word Trayadishwara, which indicates that Krishna possesses three different lokas or natures. Purport. The word Trayadishwara means proprietor of the three worlds. There are three worlds of which Krishna is the supreme proprietor. This is explained in Bhagavad Gita. Bhoktaram jagya tapasam sarva loka maheshwaram suridam sarva bhutanam gyatvamam santim vichati. The sages knowing me as the ultimate purpose of all sacrifices and austerities, the supreme lord of all planets and demigods, and the manufacturer and well-wisher of all living entities, attain peace from the pangs of material miseries. Bhagavad Gita 5:29. The word sarva loka means all three worlds. And the word Maheshwara means the supreme proprietor. Krishna is the proprietor of both material and spiritual worlds. The spiritual world is divided into two portions, Golok Vrindavan and the Vaikunthas. The material world is a combination of universes unlimited in the number. So, in the text, from sloka number 58 in this chapter to this text 89 is describe the opulences. Ekpad vibhuti of Lord Krishna. And in Bhagavad Gita chapter 10 Krishna is describing different vibhuti. Now, Hare Krishna. Vibhuti means reflection of the Lord's uncountable power. Srila Prabhupada also describes sometimes vibhuti means the specific power. Just like in the 10th chapter, Krishna says, among the demigods I am Indra, among the mountains I am Meru, among the Vasus I am Agni, among the priests I am Brihaspati, like that. So different vibhutis. And ekpad vibhuti means the Krishna whole three-fourth is a spiritual world, one-fourth is a material world. So ekpad vibhuti is one-fourth of this material world, just one-fourth. And we are in this one-fourth material world, three-fourth is the spiritual world. And in this material world, in the one-fourth material world, there are so many universes. Unlimited universes, right? And there are, in each universe, there are unlimited planets. And we are just in one planet, Earth planet. And in Earth planet, there are so many continents, so many countries. In so many countries, there are so many states. In so many states, there are so many towns, cities. And in that city, there is, of course, Alachua is not a city. Now they say Alachua is a city now. Right? So Alachua is one of the city, you can say, little, small city. And in there are so many people, so many streets. Right? And in one street, there is one Hare Krishna temple. In one Hare Krishna temple, one Bhadradas is sitting, he is thinking he's a big personality. This is the problem. Right? Remember the conversation between between the Kamal Krishna Maharaj and Srila Prabhupada. Kamal Krishna Maharaj himself, he said that, right? Kamal Krishna Maharaj was the commander, I think he was a commander in Lasyaniga temple in the beginning days. Srila Prabhupada called him. Said, because he was a commander, and commander has to, you know, manage and talk to people, give the order, this and that. So some people, the devotees were, you know, why is he keep telling us this? So Tamal Krishna Maharaj said, Srila Prabhupada called me and said, there are so many universes, you know, this is a, I'm paraphrasing. And there are so many universes, there is one universe, in one universe there is so many planets, one planet, in one planet, other planet, there are so many continents, so many countries, so many things, so many cities, so many, and in that one, there is one Lasyaniga Avenue, and there is a small little temple, and in a small little temple, Tamal is thinking that I am a great personality. This is the situation. This is Brahma actually here. Brahma, from the original, from the previous verses, we can see, four-headed Brahma went to Dwarka to see Lord Krishna, and the guard is asking the, which guard is saying that, yeah, he went to the Lord and said, Brahma is come. So Lord is asking, which Brahma? And Brahma was surprised, four-headed Brahma was surprised. What do you mean, which Brahma? There is another Brahma? Yeah. And he couldn't realize that, he couldn't see. And then Brahma went and asked, Brahma said, Brahma is saying, there are many Brahmas, I am the only Brahma, right? No, no, so Brahma, Lord is by his desire, he brings all the 20-headed Brahma, 100-headed Brahma, 1,000-headed Brahma, 10,000 Brahma, 1 million Brahma, 1 million headed Brahmas. Not just that, but Lord is even, you know, Lord, by this desire, not all Shiva, 1 million headed Shivas are also coming there. Not just 1 million headed Indra is also coming there. Just by Lord's desire, they come there. And they are asking, what can I do? What can we do, sir? What can we do for you? They said, I desire to come, so you come here. How can I serve you? So Lord said, everything is okay, demons are not bothering you. Everything is okay, sir. So now you go. Go back. And then the four-headed Brahma goes back and he comes back again. That's what is mentioned here in the purport, right? In the slokas with him. Because he was puzzled. He was bewildered. How is that? There are so many Brahmas. So they, yeah, and that's what here Lord is mentioning. Now, the Brahma here, this Srila Prabhupada quoting the text number, this is the 10th canto, chapter 14, after Brahma Vimohan Lila, he is discussing here, Srila Prabhupada, of course, the Krishnadas Kaviraj Goswami is quoting this verse, that this 10th canto, 14th chapter, text 38. Because after, as you know, in Brahma Vivan Lila, Brahma wanted to see his own power. After the Agasura was killed, right? And Agasura, Brahma was in his planet when Agasura was killed, but all the demigods, and they were all playing the drums and they were dancing because Krishna called killed the big demon Agasura. So Brahma heard all this music was going on, dance. Brahma came from his planet and said, what is happening here? And he saw, oh, Krishna has killed. Krishna killed this big demon Agasura. Then what Krishna is doing? Krishna kills one demon before his lunchtime. He is having good lunch after he kills one demon. Right? So Krishna is having lunch with all the cowherd boys. Right? And the cowherd boys are in the circle. One circle, two circle, all the cowherd boys are in different circles, thousands of circles. And all the cowherd boys are in the circles, right? And Krishna is with each cowherd boy. Krishna is with each cowherd boy having the lunch. Not just that, but Krishna is taking from the mouth of that cowherd boy is taking and he is eating it. Right? And meanwhile, the cows are gone herding. They are going far away. So cowherd boys are little boys. They are wondering. They want to make sure that they bring the cows at home. Otherwise, their parents will get angry with them. So Krishna says, "Don't worry. You all stay. You take your lunch. I am going. I'll find the cows." Krishna knows what's happening. Right? History Kalagi. So what happens? At that time, Krishna is having his food in the left hand. And Brahma is watching from all that. Brahma from the top is watching everything. Right? What's happening? And he's having left hand and Krishna is not just Krishna, Brahma is seeing that, how is this my Lord? This is the Lord? This is my Lord? Who eats from taking out from the mouth of the cowherd boy, eating it? Is he really a Lord? And top of that is carrying in the left hand food. So Brahma is puzzled. So Brahma wants to show his power. And of course we know whole Brahma Vivalila, what happened. Right? Brahma expanded in three groups in the Brahma Vivalila. First of all, Brahma could not touch the original cowherd boys. They are all transcendental. They are Brijvasis, they are associates, Lord is associated. Brahma could not touch them. So Lord had to create Maya, all the same cowherd boys, same calves, and Brahma is taking them and hiding them. Lord has already put original cowherd boys and already put them to sleep. Because he knows that Brahma is doing all this thing. And then Krishna is creating from his own, he is creating all the Vishnus. All the Vishnus have become cowherd boys with calves and they are going home. As if they are cowherd boys. But they are all Vishnus. Krishna. Right? This is going on for 1 year. According to our time. Brahma's time is just few seconds. Brahma goes up and comes down and sees all the, how is that? I have hidden all these cowherd boys and calves. How is that here? How is that? Where is this coming from? Brahma doesn't know. There is the third also, original, already sleeping. Krishna has put them into yoga, you know, yogini, they are sleeping. So of course, ultimately Brahma is realizing his mistake. This little boy can do anything. And same thing happened to Lord Indra. Right? Same thing happened even with Durvas Muni. So here after this pastime, here Lord Brahma is saying that I know everything about Krishna, he says. Oh my Lord, let me say much. As far as your opulences are concerned, they are all beyond the reach of my mind, body, and voice. Now this Lord Brahma is saying, who is this secondary creator? He has no father, he has no mother. He is born from the navel of the Vishnu. What to say of us? Same prayers is there by Lord Shiva. In the 8th canto, during the Mohini Murti, Lord, what is the chapter 12? Mohini Murti, chapter is Mohini Murti, Bewilders, Lord Shiva. And in that, Lord Shiva is mentioning same prayer here. It is 8th canto, chapter 12, text 9 and 10. Lord Shiva says, those philosophers who claim they know about the Lord actually do not know you, because you are supreme, unknowable, the Lord. And then say, neither I, this Lord says, nor long-lived Brahma, nor the seven saptarishis, nor the rishis headed by Marichi, saptarishis, can understand what you understand about what your creation, universe, is although we are born of the mode of goodness, all our minds are bewildered by your illusory energy. It is this soul. How can the demons or human beings who are in the mode of passion ignorance know you? This is the prayer by Lord Shiva. Who is Lord Shiva? Lord Shiva's position is unique, even unique than the Brahma. Lord Shiva is Mahadev, Deva of Deva, the demigods of all the demigods. He is practically Lord Vishnu, except he is little touched by the material energy. Milk into cow, milk into Brahma Samhita. Lord Brahma said, milk into turn into yogurt by little substance. So this is the Lord Brahma, Lord Shiva is seen. So here in text number 90 is Trayadishwaram, is proprietor of three worlds: Golok Dham, Vaikunth Dham, and Devi Dham, material world. But he is the proprietor of everything. And that's why Srila Prabhupada is so expert. He just quotes the, to solve all the problems, he just quotes the what Krishna has to say. Bhoktaram Jagadapasam, Sarvaloka Maheswaram. That's it. Krishna says, Srila Prabhupada called Krishna says, well, Krishna says that I am the Bhokta. I am the enjoyer. Right? I am the Bhokta. Whatever we do, whatever I do, is Krishna says, whatever you do, whatever penances you perform, whatever is, I am the Bhokta, I am the Prabhupada, I am the Bhokta. But in material world, we think, I am Bhokta. I am the enjoyer. Isn't it? That's the problem. Right there. Because whatever I do in my life is, I am the Bhokta. Right? Whatever sacrifice Krishna says perform is easy. I am the ultimately purpose is for me to know me. And then Sarvaloka Maheshwaram. I am the proprietor of all the three worlds, means everything. Spiritual world, material world, everything he is the proprietor. Now from this we can learn so many things. Suridam Sarva Bhutan, of course, and he is seated within our heart as a best friend. Right? Whatever body we get, he will be there with us. And the Gyatvam of Santana, these great sages who knows, they actually are peaceful. This is the Srila Prabhupada used to quote this sloka for the world peace, to bring the peace in the world. This is the solution, this is the sloka that can bring the peace in the world. There is no other solution. He used to say that all this United Nations, there are so many flags from all the countries, and they get together. From the, all the delegates, different delegates come from the different countries, and what they come with, they come with their own agenda, right? They come with their own agenda to get something from the United Nations, and they fight. So, but they don't realize that they don't put Krishna in the center. That's the problem, right? It is said that between the couple you put the supreme couple. If there is a disagreement between husband and wife, then you put between them, you put the supreme couple. Who is that supreme couple? Radha Krishna. You put that. Higher purpose. So we also have the, in our society, we have We are all a conglomerate with different culture, different upbringings, different coming, right? And there is always something gonna go on, but we have to be put the supreme couple in the center. Higher purpose. So, what can we learn from this shloka? Let's talk about it. Let's have some back and forth. Some, what can you learn from this shloka here? Yes, Prabhu.
Mine was more in the line of the question. So do you think it was the Lord's way of keeping the four-headed Brahma humble by bringing the other Brahmas?
Yeah. So what we learned?
Stay humble.
You got it. Easy to say, isn't it? What else we learn? Yes, Prabhu.
Krishna is completely inconceivable. Okay. Unless we understand that, we can't understand anything about Krishna.
Yeah. Even Lord Brahma and Lord Shiva is saying that. Right? Okay. And I have pastime about that. Should I say that before someone goes? This is the pastime from the Chaitanya Bhagavat Adi Khand, chapter 13, text 102. Srila Prabhupada is quoting this pastime. He said that there was a fight between the demigods and demons, and of course Krishna Vishnu came, and the demigods were ultimately the winner, because Krishna came in the way and helped the demigods to fight the demon. So, after the fight, the foolish demigods were thinking that this is Srila Prabhupada. He said, demigods became glorious, and they were foolishly thinking that this is our victory, this is our glory. That's what demigods were thinking. This is our glory, our victory. We did it. But they didn't realize who was there to help them. Vishnu. So Vishnu came. The Supreme Brahman, Vishnu, understood the foolishness of demigods and appeared before them as Yaksha. The Lord appeared as Yaksha or Gandharva. But even though the demigods saw the Supreme Brahman before them, they nevertheless asked, who is this great personality in form of Yaksha? Demigods were asking, who is this great personality in form of Yaksha? They could not clearly understood. So they are saying to Agni, fire god, he said, O knower of the Vedas, who is this personality? You should get to know him fully. Agni said, it will be done. So when Agni went before the Supreme Brahman, means the Yaksha, Supreme Brahman said to Agni, who are you? Agni replied, I am Agni, the celebrated knower of the Vedas. The Supreme Brahman said, being so, what power do you have? Agni replied, I can burn to ashes everything within this material world. The Supreme Brahman placed a straw before him and said, burn this. Agni went before the straw and was unable to burn it with the entire strength. Being defeated by the Supreme Brahman, Agni returned to the demigods and said, I could not fully understand who this great personality in the form of Yaksha is. Therefore, the demigod said to Vayu, O Vayu, who is this great personality in the form of Yaksha? You should get to know him fully. Vayu said, it will be done. When Vayu went before the Supreme Brahman, which is Yaksha, Supreme Brahman said to Vayu, who are you? Vayu replied, I am Vayu, the celebrated wind. The Supreme Brahman said, being so, what power do you have? Vayu replied, I can blow away anything within this material world. The Supreme Brahman placed a straw before him and said, blow it, blow this. Vayu went before the straw and was unable to blow it away with his entire strength. Being defeated by the Supreme Brahman, Vayu returned to the demigod and said, I could not fully understand who this great personality in this form of Yaksha is. Thereafter, demigod said to Indra, O Indra, who is this great personality in the form of Yaksha? You should get to know him fully. Indra said, it will be done. When Indra went before the Supreme Brahma disappeared from his sight. When Indra saw the beautiful golden female form of Uma Devi in the same sky, he went before her and directly asked, who is this great personality in the form of Yaksha? See, Uma Devi clearly told, he is the Supreme Brahman Vishnu. By his Lord Vishnu's victory, you have become glorious. Upon hearing these words of Uma Devi, Indra became fully convinced that he is the Supreme Brahman Vishnu. So, the point is that even the demigods are bewildered, what to say of us? What else can we learn from this? Anyone else? Yes, Mataji.
That every day in our life, Krishna is manifesting his unbelievable, unconceivable plans, and we don't know what he's going to do next.
Good. Anything, anyone else?
Nothing or nobody is more powerful than the Supreme.
Yes, Prabhu.
Krishna is all-powerful, but he comes in a way that we can see him. He appears on earth, he comes as his deity form, but you should never think that he's like us.
Mm-hmm.
He gave an example. He said, just like if the President of the United States would come into this room, you couldn't consider him like us, you know, even though he came here. So in the same way, when Krishna comes, he's not like us.
Yes, that's why we have to be careful when we are worshipping the deities. These deities are not some statue. They are there. Be careful. One more point I came across is that people are saying that there are no living entities on other planets. Here in this, Lord Brahma is the four-headed Brahma is the of this universe, Lord Brahma is there, right? And there is so many Brahmas came here, 10-headed, 100-headed, 1,000-headed, all the Brahmas are there, all Indras are there, all Shivas are there. So what are they going to do? They are the manager. If there are no living entities, how are they going to manage it? What do they have to manage? If there are no living entities, what do they have to manage? Common sense, isn't it? So that means living entities are there on all the planets. Not just all the planets, but all universes. And there are billions of planets in one universe. There are billions of universes. And each universe, there are billions of planets. That means living entities are everywhere. This is just in material world. What to say of the spiritual world? 3/4 is the spiritual world. What to say of that? Isn't it? So all these scientists, they are bluffing. They went to the moon planet. And still other countries are trying at present. India is trying, but they went to the moon planet. What a stupid thing to think about it. Isn't it? Taking your tax, they want to take the money from the people. to raise the taxes, and raise the taxes to cover those costs. So but the point is that my time is over here. Even after knowing this, we performed, we come in devotional service, and what happens to us? We read this all the time, Bhoktaram Jagatara Sarolama Surambhapyatas. What happens when we are in devotional service? We forget. Isn't it? I am this great, I am that great. I am great in this temple, Prabhu. I am GBC. I am so and so. We think all the time. Isn't it? I am so and so, Prabhu. Who are you? Here in the pastime is Lord Shiva, Lord Yakshajaj. Who are you? I am Agni, I am so powerful. Okay, blow, here is straw, here, blow it. Burn it. Then burn. That's why Pranadapi Sunichina Tarure Vashishana Amanena Manadena Kirtanya Sadhar. Don't think of any respect. Respect others. Doesn't matter. You are in a consciousness for 50 years or 60 years or 1 year or 2 years, even. Doesn't matter. Right? We all are Gopir Bharata Padakamala Yor Dasa Dasa Dasa, servant of this servant of this servant of this servant. Okay, any questions? Interesting. Frog in the well. Right?
So why do we have to go through all this understanding of the greatness if we have to give it up to have a relationship with Krishna?
I'm sorry, I have difficulty to hear.
I said, why do we have to go through all this understanding of his greatness if it's going to be blocking our relationship of personal with Krishna?
Blocking our relationship?
Yeah, in the sense that because when we see him so great, we cannot see him as a friend or as a lover. It kind of get in the way.
Yes, holy name. Holy name is so powerful that it will carry you all the way through, all the way up to the to Golok. Take you through all the planets, go through to the Golok Vrindavan. What it says, what is the holy name says? Golokero Pramadana Harinama Sankirtana. Holy name has come from Golok Vrindavan. So it will, holy name will take us all the way, crossing through all the planets, all the universes, taking right to the passing through Birja River, taking you to the spiritual world. That's the power of the holy name in this age of Kali. Okay, please, correct me, please. I didn't understand
she's
fully.
She's asking, why do we have to understand or learn about Krishna's opulence, mm-hmm. only to then later, when we're in the spiritual world, we're not going to be thinking.
Yes, because after the in this chapter it says the after opulence is coming sweetness. In this chapter it says opulence is now Lord Chaitanya is turning to Rupa Goswami, I think. Rupa Sanatan Goswami. This is chapter is Sanatan, right? He's going to about the sweetness, and that's what we're going to experience. Right? Sweetness is the one. So because Lord Krishna is Rasaraja. He is the king of all the rasas. Right? So the holy name, chanting the holy name, when we get the taste in chanting the holy name, when we get the taste in chanting holy name, we will realize that taste And that's what we want. See? So we're learning all these things to understand. But ultimately, this holy name is going to carry us there. Is that answer? Did I answer your question now? We'll carry us. We'll connect. We have a relationship. We are part and parcel of the Lord. We are spirit soul. I'm not this Indian guy sitting here. I'm thinking I'm Indian. That's a problem. Isn't it? Srila Prabhupada, so expert, he conglomerate everybody. He conglomerate all the cultures, all the brings everything together. Hey, you wanna fight? Fight. Either you go up or you keep fighting yourself. What do you want to do? You want to keep fighting? No. Come to the higher understanding that, Prabhu, I'm a spirit soul, you are a spirit soul, I'm a spirit, everybody's spirit soul. Let's come to that platform. Yes, Prabhu.
So, why does Vishnu, Mahavishnu, create so many Brahmandas? Why couldn't he just make one giant material world with one sun and one Brahma and everything? Why is there so multiple universes?
In Krishna's eyes, there is no material world. It's in our eyes, it's material world. Krishna's eyes, everything is spiritual. And that's what the pure devotee sees. What Srila Prabhupada was saying. Let's talk about Srila Prabhupada. I mean, Srila Prabhupada, 70 years old man, coming from the Calcutta, right? Coming here with nothing, around him all the blonde girls, young blonde girls are with him. Imagine, young white skinned blonde girls, 16, 17, 18, I mean, think about it, 20 years a girl. And this man here is not seeing the blind, blonde young white girl. What is he seeing? He's seeing the spirit soul, he's saying this spirit soul, this soul is roaming around in this Brahman, roaming the Kaun Bhagavan. I'm the one who have to give them, to guide them. That's what Srila Prabhupada is. That was the love Srila Prabhupada had. And that's why you all got attracted to him. What was Srila Prabhupada had? Love. Isn't it? You all saw that this man has not come to cheat me. You all saw that. Am I right? Okay.
My question is, maybe it's a bad question, but my question is, like in modern science, they have the theory of multiple universes. They have reasons for that because of things that they can observe in this world, and they've decided that they think that...
But at the same time, let's go further. Before you go further. But the modern scientists, at the same time, they say there is nobody in there. So why, if there is nobody, why you have it?
But I'm trying to get you to understand my question.
Yes.
So I raised that. Is like, I mean, in the old sense, the concept of universe was just like everything there is. Mm-hmm. And then, you know, I mean, at least in some point in Western history, there was the concept of the universe meaning, you know, when we say universal, we mean all-inclusive. But then there are other Brahmandas, other universes. So I'm wondering, what is the function? Why is there, and maybe it's a bad question, but why is there more than one?
We want to come and enjoy. So here go. Here go. Enjoy. Find out yourself. Right? But in Krishna's eyes, in the pure devotee's eyes, there is no, he sees everything is spiritual. Everything is Krishna's energy. That's what he sees. And he wants to use in service of the Lord. That's what Srila Prabhupada wanted, right? So other sadhus, they don't want the money. Srila Prabhupada said, give me. How much money? Give me. What was Srila Prabhupada's purpose? To use in service of the Lord.
Maybe so there could be multiple Brahmas, right? I mean, there is.
Someone
has to be a Brahma, some jiva wants to be a Brahma, so they have to, many jivas.
It's a post. Brahma is also a post.
So yes,
Indra is also a post.
Yeah.
Right? It's a post. Is that clear?
Okay.
Well,
Just about Akaranatha's question, I was thinking, because of the modes of material nature, and the modes are so unlimited with the combination of the three modes.
Yes, so, 81.
So it seems like maybe you need different universes for the variety of modes that are there, that they cannot really be in one universe. It's just speculation.
Yeah, I mean, living entities are everywhere, right? And we are according to our karmas and according to modes, in the modes of nature we acquired, we have received this body, right? So at least we know we have received this body, now what we should do, that's the point. In outside world, people even doesn't know what to do with it. We at least know that, oh, I have come here, now let's get out, let's do something to go somewhere else. Don't just stuck here. Otherwise you will come here again. Okay, here is a science, something says.
What? History of science. History of science. Well, one thing is, Krishna doesn't need to do anything. You know, he does things willfully. You know, it's not like, oh, yeah.
He doesn't even do anything. He just plays around. He doesn't do anything. He's just in the Golok Vrindavan. He's just playing the flute. And he's with his coward boys with the gopis. He doesn't do anything.
Yeah, I mean, I guess if we're going to say he needs something, he wants to enjoy that exchange.
Yes.
Yeah, that's what he
does.
So he expands unlimited because he has unlimited capacity. Mm-hmm. As far as the material energy goes, I mean, in one sense, we're getting a little semantic. I mean, you know, it's one in many, okay? You know, it's this one realm of what we call material.
One fourth.
Yeah. So what's a universe? It's, again, how are we defining it? You know, it's just a word. You know, in this context, it refers to this, in that context, it refers to that. I mean, it's just a dictionary. There's multiple contexts of what words mean. It's just, you know, limited brahmas, limited desires. I mean, he just does what he wants. You know, why just have one? Why just have one car? If you're wealthy, you have a whole garage full.
Because we love the varieties. Variety is the, what it says in English, variety is the
spice
of life. Radharani cooks, did you hear that? Radharani cooks, every day she cooks something new. Not every day the rice, dal, chapati and sabji for Krishna. Not like that. Every time she cooks something new. Every day she cooks something new. Now imagine. So that means there is pizza and pasta there also. Isn't it? I mean, see, every time she cooks is new. Every time. Not the same. That's the variety. So what is that variety, that much variety? And we are thinking of this variety, we think, oh my gosh. That's why I say variety is spice of life. That's why it says Brahman, Brahmita, Kaun, Bhagavan, Jeev, Guru, Krishna, Prasad, Bhakti. Brahman is not just this, just planet. Many planets, many universes, many, all these Brahmanda we are roaming around. Bhadra was also a pig one time, but Bhadra doesn't want to accept it. Right? And say Bhadra will become pig again if he acts, if he doesn't act properly. It's reality. Yes, Prabhu.
Yes, Prabhu. So this the belief that scientists...
Sorry?
The belief.
They believe. Scientists. Okay.
So they believe that there is no life outside of here. Oh, they haven't discovered anything yet. It's quite interesting that they could hold this belief for such a long, long time.
It's going on.
Yeah. And the thing is, I ponder over this a little bit. Why do we need scriptures to tell us this? It's just... should be just logical that it does exist, that there's life outside of you. And I think it comes back to the ego, and I'm the center of the universe. And nothing exists outside of us because we're God. We are like a God or gods, and this is our playing ground.
Prabhu, ultimately, I'm thinking I'm this body. Yeah. That's what I come down to. Yeah.
So it's very difficult for us down here. Thinking that this is our playing ground and we didn't do all that. for anything to exist outside of. Ultimately, they're trying to deny God.
Of course.
And that's, I think that's what
I'm the God.
Yeah.
Right? That's what it is. I'm this body, I'm God, I'm this, I'm that. That's what it is.
Are you a scientist?
I'm better than a scientist.
Of course he's better than a scientist. He's a devotee. He's a devotee scientist. He knows that life comes from life. Life doesn't come from the... He knows that.
Yes. Well, actually, Prabhupada said life doesn't come from life.
Doesn't come from life?
Life is existing. He said matter comes from life. Actually, he said that. He said actually life doesn't come from life. Life is always existing. He was explaining that.
Uh-huh.
But we say life comes from life because ultimately, you know, God is the creator. Uh-huh. But, you know, matter actually comes from life. Matter uh-huh. comes and then it ends and it goes through its phases.
Yes.
But it was a way to push back against matter supreme, life supreme, anyway, scientists, I hate to always be the one who's defending these poor guys, but they think so many things because they're all individuals. I mean, they don't have a way to, put a an alien in a test tube. There he is. Or even if they could, it's like, what, you know, it's going to be too mind-blowing. So, you know, they speculate here, they speculate here, maybe this, maybe that. But, you know, they can't. Until they get their Starship Enterprise, they just can't deal with it. There's nothing they can actually do with it.
They don't believe what's in
it. Well, they believe so many things.
Let them keep speculating. Yeah. Speculating. Meanwhile, we just chant Hare Krishna and go back home, back to God. Hare Krishna.
They don't believe, you know. I mean, individuals believe. But as far as science goes, it's like, well, this seems like a credible hypothesis. We're going to research it. You know, of course, individuals will then turn that into religion. I believe in science. It explains everything. But it doesn't. A self-scientist will say it doesn't. So, anyway, we can pick on the scientists. Why not?